All right, so here's what I want to show you, all right? So check this out. We've got an issue down here on the edge of the river. And the problem is, well, you're going to be able to see the problem. Check this out. This is where a bunch of beaver and otter are coming up here on the bank. I mean, look how they've cut that down. It's just like a highway. Now, pan over here and take a look at this. We've got about 5 feet of the riverbank has sloughed off into the river. I mean, you can even see where they're coming up and kind of hanging out, and that's where the beaver are coming up and making their castor mound right there, leaving their scent. So they're using the fire out of this coming up and out of the river. And I mean, and look how much of the bank has fell in. And look how close it is to this tree. I can't believe, I mean, this tree, look how big this tree is. I mean, this tree is huge. Look, I can't even, look how big it is. It's a huge tree. I bet it's the biggest one out here. I mean, it's massive. And look, it's already leaning towards the river. I can't imagine it's not even, how it's still intact because the ground's so soft right here, but it is. And we're about 10 feet, 12 feet now from the edge of the river, especially where this is sloughed off because of them coming up and down over there. So if we get a bunch of rain, it's just going to keep on eroding and get closer to this tree, and there's really not nothing I can do about it right now. Or if the river jumps up, it's going to keep washing. So we have got to try to control these beaver and otter that are coming up and down through here. So before they do any more damage, because down the bank there, there's even some more that where they're coming up and down. So let's set some traps. Let's set some traps and see if we can't eliminate the problem here because they have created a huge problem. I wasn't really too worried about it until the river, until the bank started falling off into the river, but now I'm a little worried about it. So let's get to work. Let's get to work and try to catch us some. And look, I don't know if you can see it, but look, there's a bald eagle's nest right there. The mama eagle is in the nest. I can just barely see her white head. So she's sitting on the nest. She's already sitting, I guess, laying right now, laying eggs and sitting on them, which is a little early, but still. So we've got to keep this tree here for her, besides us. So let's get busy. Let's get to work. Let's go get some traps, some snares. Catch this beaver. We got to catch the beaver. All right. All right, so I've got my snare here, and it's got the deer stop on it. And what that's for, I doubt a deer is using this, but what that's for, if a deer was to get into it, it's only going to lock down that far, and so he can slip his leg out. But I don't think we've got to worry about that. And this snare has been used before, so I'm going to have to rough it up. First, I need to put on my eyes. Hang on here. All right. There we go. So I'm going to kind of rough this cable up a little bit. It's got a little bit of a notch in it. We'll run up and down pretty easy. And as you can see, I've got it anchored down into the dirt right here. Actually, this is an anchor that I've used before because I've caught some beaver here, but it was never this bad. This is as worse as I've seen it. So let's get busy. So when I'm looking at this and I'm wanting to set this down in here, I'm trying to decide, okay, do I want to set it up high here? You know, because that would be good if they were coming down this, but they're coming up and down it. So, and there's a root right here. So when he comes up, he'll jump up over this root. So I think what I'm going to do is try to set it like about right there. So if he comes down, he'll go through it. If he comes up, it should work. Or I may even set it lower. Matter of fact, I'm going to set it lower. I see now where I'm going to set it. So let me get my loop here just right. Okay, I think we've got it set. So the advantage here is by setting it that low is, you know, if I set it right here where this root is, I'm afraid if he's coming down, if he comes up down the bank there and he goes, a lot of times they'll, if he comes hit there, he'll try to maybe jump a little bit or something and miss it right here or mess it up. But at least right there, we're in the bend of that run. So when he's coming up, he's gonna come up the bank. If he's coming out of the water, kind of turn to the left. And so he should step right through that snare. And I've kind of got a couple of sticks that I put down there to kind of direct his path so he'll come around. Whoops, I just hit it. And you see I got a little stick right there to kind of hold it in the right spot. I use a little piece of wire here sticking out to with a little piece of tube to hold the snare up. So, we'll see. I mean, looks good to me. So we'll see if Mr. Beaver comes up or down tonight and check it first thing in the morning. And hopefully we can start catching these rascals. Bad thing about catching one in a snare is he'll thrash all around here. So even though I'm trying to eliminate the problem of eroding the bank, I'm probably going to add to it a little bit by catching this thing. I mean, I could use a conibear, and we may use one down here in the water, but using one up here this high, even though I'm sure it's beaver and otter going up and down through here, snare's always quick and easy to set, and we'll see. So come back with me in the morning, check it out. All right, so we're only about 30 feet down the bank, 30 or 40 feet from that snare we just set where the bank had eroded off with that real heavy trail where the beaver and otter are coming in. And I've noticed another spot down here right behind this grass line that you can see where they're coming in and out of the water. And I thought, man, they're making a trail here, but I don't see them coming up on the bank much. And there's a little bit of activity up on the bank. This is an otter down here, though, because a lot of fish scales up here on the bank. But I stepped down here, and there's a den hole right here. So I thought, hey, I'm going to set me a snare right there. So what we'll do is we've got this snare set, and it's right down here by that. So, hey, why not set two? You know what I mean? I got two snares. I got more snares. We'll just go up and down this bank setting snares. But we got to get rid of these beaver and otter. So anyway, we're going to see if they're home. I don't want to knock too hard because I don't really want one of them to come out on my leg. So I've got that snare set there. And let's just hope that they come through the night and either come out of the den hole if they're in there or come back and visit it later. So let's walk on down the bank and see what else we can see. Well, all up and down the riverbank here, they're coming up in different places. Right here, you can see that they're using this pretty heavy too, but there's really not a great place to put a snare because there's just not a real definite, you know, travel pattern. They're coming, there's about a 3 or 4 foot wide span here. But you know, I mean, we've trapped a lot of beaver last year along this riverbank. But it's just something that you have to stay on top of because if you don't, it'll just keep eroding the riverbank, and I mean, it just keeps on doing more destruction, these beaver and otter do. And you can see this is where we had a lot of work done to where we could make access down the river and planted a lot of wheat. But, you know, the more they get up here and they mess around when the rain comes and it raises the river, the easier it is to wash away and erode more and more of the riverbank. So again, they're destructive little rascals. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. You know, it's just like you take two or three out and two or three more pop back up. But we're going to stay on top of it, and we're going to catch all these little rascals so when it warms back up and grass starts to grow, we can get some more stability in the riverbank here. So this is not a good spot to set a snare, like I was saying. So we'll come back here later and either set a conibear right down there in the water where you can see there's a little bit of a travel pattern right there. But once they come up, they go all over. So we can put a conibear right there, and then that'll catch them, or I'll just put some leg holds. So I'll put some jaw traps up here, and we'll do that later. But that's gonna be the plan for this. Not a good place to set a snare, and that's all I have time for today. So, hey, but I'm gonna get these little rascals, I'm telling you, driving me crazy.
Well, I just pulled up here to the river where we've got these two snares set, and it looks like, I hadn't walked over there yet, but it looks like there's some disturbance on the ground. So hopefully we've got one in the snare just right over the lip of the hill there, right down there by the river. So let's go check it out. Will it be a beaver? Will it be an otter? Who knows? But let's hope we've caught something, because they've been wearing this bank out. So let's go check it out. Oh yeah, snare's knocked down. It's really disturbed down there, so. It's definitely him, but where is the snare? Boy, he has been digging. Ah, there he is. Mr. Beaver. Oh, yeah. Oh, hear him hiss? He does not like me. Well, you know what? I don't like what you've done to my riverbank here. Boy, that's a pretty big dude right there. He's not just a monster, but he's pretty big. You know what's interesting is instead of going back, you can see the where I've got the stake in the ground there. But what's interesting is he didn't go back down the run. He went to the side of the bank here and I guess went over. Boy, he is just digging. Man, he has destroyed this bank. I'm gonna have to fix this once I get all these beaver under control, because now he's dug back in underneath there. So no doubt this part's gonna fall in, so I'm gonna have to repair that. You know, these things, I tell you, they're just kind of a nuisance down here. And you know, they'll eat the bark off of a tree, and he's not really been bothering anything right here along this area, but I think what got him to using I'm sure there's more than one, got them to using that was this overcup tree, this overcup oak. I mean, this thing is huge. It's so big. And so it has dropped just tons. We had a huge mass crop this year, and it has just dropped tons of acorns. And I noticed, whoops, that fell down. And I noticed, I mean, they're just huge. I mean, look, there's my thumb. There's a shell of one. And I noticed that they were all getting eat up not too long ago, but there was no deer dropping, so there wasn't any deer in here eating them. So I guarantee you, him and his buddies have been coming up here and eating these overcup acorns, because they're pretty much all gone now. Because beaver, you know, they'll eat the outer bark on a tree, and they'll eat the first layer underneath that bark called the cambium, and that's pretty much what they consume. But they'll also eat acorns and berries and kind of plant material. But anyway, all right, I better get this dude taken care of before he digs any more into that bank. Man, I get a big rain right now before I do something to this, and it is just gonna wash like crazy. All right, let's get him up and out of there. All right, so there's Mr. Beaver. Boy, I am super stoked about getting him. And it looks like maybe he got into a tussle with probably another beaver. He probably had a buddy come by after he got caught in the snare, a buddy that was with him, because that is not where the snare was. And it looks like he got into a fight with something while he was in the snare overnight. But he's just a little bit too big to cook. And you're thinking, cook? Oh, yeah. A good young beaver, man, hey, skin that dude out. Barbecued beaver makes good barbecue. I don't know if Miss Yolanda would cook it, but I will definitely cook it for her, because I've had it plenty of times and it is good. But he's just a little bit too big, so we'll skin him out and we'll come back and reset this snare and see if we can't catch another one. I don't know if y'all can hear that, but the bald eagle over here is not happy. Let's see if I can zoom in. There she goes. She's got a nest up there, and she is not happy that I am down here messing around with this beaver down here on the riverbank. Oh, and there, that must be Dad coming through there. Pretty cool, huh? That's awesome. But anyway, so we will reset this snare, maybe set a leg hold down there where they leave their scent down there on that mound, and kind of leave it, put a leg hold down there, and hopefully catch another one. So hopefully this is just the first one, and maybe we can catch all these dudes before they do any more damage to the bank. So get him back to the house, get him out.
Well, hey, I'm glad you came with me this morning, because my stick that I had over that cable is moved. I bet you there's one in there. So if that's the case, this will be number two beaver. So it took a couple of days in between the first one and the second one, and that's normally how it goes when you're trapping. So you reset, just keep resetting and keep checking it, because eventually one will probably, if there's more in the area, come back through on that same run. So let's go over here and check and see what we got. Oh, that is a big old beaver, isn't it?
Oh, my goodness.
That is a dandy. That's a lot bigger than that last beaver.
My goodness.
See, look how big that dude is, but look what they have done to this bank. So he went over the side like the other one did, but you can look right over here. See, this is where I had the snare set, and all this was dead vegetation like that is right there. And it looks like he kind of made his circle once he got caught there, but then when he got over that lip going that way, he couldn't get back up the bank because they've dug in and it's caved off there. I'm telling you, we're just gonna have to keep on keeping these traps set and these snares set. And I'd like to set a leg hold down there where they're coming up, because I think they're visiting down there by the water a lot more now than they're coming up on the bank, because they've already eaten all these overcup acorns that are up here. But, you know, that's what the first thing we're gonna have to do. We're gonna have to kind of try to control the source of this damage, which the source of this damage is the beaver and the otter coming up and down this bank, and you can see the destructive nature. And then I'd like to save this overcup tree that's behind us, it's huge, for as long as we can. But if this bank keeps falling off and eroding, and that's the danger now. The danger now is we get a lot of heavy rains, it's gonna keep eroding, and especially if the river jumps up like it does in the spring, it's just gonna come back in here, and right where you're standing, 5 feet from that tree, may be the bank. So what we're gonna have to do, keep controlling this source, try to eliminate as many as we can, then just kind of keep an eye on it. Then we can come back and we can riprap the side of this. It's not gonna look as good, but it'll be okay, because vegetation will grow in it eventually. But anyway, so we're doing a good job of controlling the numbers now. That is a big one. Hey, you've got to be pretty crafty to catch those critters. Hey, you know what? Let's talk about our own lives. The destruction that comes from sin may start out as just a little sign here and there, but it can become massive and detrimental to other parts of our lives, or even our loved ones. You know, in order to deal with the devastation that it causes, we need to go to the source. You know what that source is? The sin itself. What sin might you be struggling with right now? Is it doubt, maybe fear or pride, unforgiveness? You know, it probably won't go away, and it won't get better on its own. It will just keep tearing away and destroying you. Go to the Lord and confess that sin before Him and turn from it. Look what it says in Proverbs 28 and 13. He that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. You know, our God is merciful. He will forgive you and lead you. And when you're tempted to return to that sin, when you feel the old ways creeping back in, just run from it and run to God. James 4 and 7 says, submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Get into his word and be filled with his truth. There is simply nothing better. Hey, if you'd like to see more episodes like this or learn more about a life centered on Jesus, go to lifeword.org or follow us on social media. Now that we've gotten to the source of our problem out here, I've got a few ideas on what to do with it. Let's see if my wife agrees. I'm Sean Merrill, and I'll see you next time right out here in the great outdoors. Oh, I say we skin him out back at the house. And let's try to barbecue him. Huh? The other cooking show went so well. Let's try to barbecue this bad boy. I say we do it.